Our geo quiz today is not air conditioned, it's just hot. Temperatures in the Asian city we want you to name have been hovering this week up around 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That makes for hot, sticky, and uncomfortable conditions for residents. In search of relief, some are heading down to the breezy waterfront known as the Bund. It runs along the Huangpo River. Meteorologists say this Chinese city is experiencing the hottest July on record in well over a century. It's so hot that China's meteorological authority issued an alert for serious, disastrous weather. One local TV journalist cooked a pork chop on a sizzling outdoor surface in just 10 minutes. And one resident compared the city to a cauldron of boiling dumplings. So can you name this major Chinese city where 23 million people are hoping for a cooler weather forecast? The answer's ahead. A heat wave is affecting large parts of China with no relief in sight. Journalist Rebecca Canthor is up late in the city we asked about in today's geo quiz. That's because it's so hot, it's hard to fall asleep. Rebecca, where are you?
I'm in Shanghai. It's steaming hot, and it's only going to get hotter.
So Shanghai is the answer to our geo quiz. And Rebecca, just how hot was it today in Shanghai?
I was out at 8:30 in the morning, and I already broke a sweat. It was so hot. I think it reached 105, and that's the hottest in 140 years.
Wow. So when you were on your way to work today or walking around, did it look like business as usual, or could you tell, oh, it's super hot and there's fewer people out here?
I still saw a lot of people. It's hard not to see a lot of people in China. People had umbrellas out to sort of protect themselves. People are definitely not doing as strenuous work as they might on a cooler day. But there's construction work is still going on. I don't see too many things closed down because of the heat. My neighbors in the alley that I live in are still out there every day because that's where their kitchen is outdoors. So people are very much still outside.
So what do you do to cool off?
Well, eat a lot of watermelon and do like many Chinese people do. We eat mung bean soup. It's a green bean soup that's supposed to keep you cool. And go into the subway where it's nicely air conditioned. Just try not to do too much strenuous work.
So I understand this heat wave is setting records in Shanghai and it's also prompting alerts.
Sure. The hottest temperature we've gotten is 105, and that's the hottest in 140 years. And 10 people have died from heat stroke.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so all of southern China, including Zhejiang and Jiangxi province, there's hot weather all over the place.
Do most people have air conditioning in their homes and apartments in Shanghai?
A good number of people do. One group of people that don't have air conditioning is students, and they're living in no air conditioning. And if you want air conditioning, you pay an extra $100 a month to get better living conditions where there are air conditioning. But what I've been seeing is at night, because it is slightly cooler, one of the most popular places is to go down by the waterfront. And that is just a happening spot. People are out there enjoying the breeze. It's slightly cooler than the rest of the city. And they're just out there having a really nice evening with their family.
There's a video making the rounds on the web showing someone cooking meat on the hot sidewalk in Shanghai. Can that be true?
Well, I saw the photos. It is really hot out there. And when I saw those photos, I thought, oh, I guess I shouldn't be slaving over the stove. I could just go out and cook on the sidewalk. It is hot.
How are you staying cool?
Mostly, I was trying to stay indoors, not go out too much. But I just saw this photo on the internet that I think I might try. A parent had cut open a watermelon and hollowed it out and then made some holes for their child to wear the watermelon to keep them cool. I thought that was a good idea. I thought that's a good way to keep my daughter cool.
Journalist Rebecca Canthor up late in Shanghai. The answer to our geo quiz today. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Sure thing.